grayness through the clouds and the wonderful gray-blue of the rock across the water and the green in this kind of gray-blue light. Clouds are lifting and the light is more blue now.
So The Tender Narrator is a beautiful story by the Nobel Prize winner in literature, Olga Tokarczuk. And it's from a lecture she gave when she was given the prize in 2018. So the story starts with a description of an old black and white photograph of her mother sitting by their old radio set before she was born. And in the story, Olga describes how in this photo of a mother and the radio together, it turned into a childhood fantasy. Because as a child, she was sure that her mother was actually looking for her when she was tuning into the different stations. And I found the story such a beautiful image of Olga's imagination as a child. It is a tale about radio and a mother being this tender narrator that opened up the world for her and the world of stories and myths.
When I was a little girl, I would look at that picture. I would feel sure that my mom had been looking for me when she turned the dial on our radio. Like a sensitive radar, she penetrated the infinite realms of the cosmos, trying to find out when I would arrive and from where. Her haircut and outfit, a big boat neck, indicated when this picture was taken, namely in the early 60s. Gazing off somewhere outside of the frame, the somewhat hunched over woman sees something that isn't available to a person looking at the photo later. There's nothing really happening in the picture. It's a photograph of a state, not a process. The woman is sad, seemingly lost in thought. seemingly lost.
The story by Olga Tokarczuk is from when she was a child in the 60s. Tuning into the different stations gave her a feeling of connection with the unknown. How the crackling sounds between stations gave her a sensation of being connected with the infinite realms of the cosmos. The discovery of wireless radio made people's perception of the world change. The vastness of the world, not only the earth but the cosmos. You could believe in the possibility of an ethereal electric form of consciousness, where boundaries of time, space, nation, and body no longer seem to apply.
In the sweet vicinity, teach me of eternity, sending shivers down my spine. I exist outside of time.
Radio sparked imagination and wonder in Olga as a child. Transmission of dreams and imagination. It's interesting to read how she would listen to the distant galaxies when hearing the sparking and the warping of sounds between signals. Similar stories have been told to me by my mother, tunes resonating a future that was to be made.
Feelers stumbling on black holes, sending information. Oh, teach me of the cosmos. Mama gave me something once. Mama gave me something once.
And that's the same with my father too. Mm. And I remember both my parents talking about the sound of the future. And that had another texture. It was just another texture. So it's kind of feedbacking into their identity, because I guess for them it was a lot about feeling that they did something very different, they established something very different.
I like this kind of landscape that are out here, that it has many small tiny islands, and you see that there also is a lot of wildlife, like there are particular beautiful bird that is white and black and has this very red beak.
It's not quiet, but it's kind of quiet. It's like quiet vibe.
Missing a person means they're there. When I was a little girl, I would look at that picture. I would feel sure that my mom had been looking for me when she turned the dial on our radio. Like a sensitive radar, she penetrated the infinite realms of the cosmos, trying to find out when I would arrive and from where. Gazing off somewhere outside the frame, the somewhat hunched over woman sees something that isn't available to a person looking. As a child, I imagined that what was happening was that she was gazing into time. There's nothing really happening in the picture. It's a photograph of a state, not a process.
Missing a person means that they're there. It reminds me of something a friend told me once about how memory works, that it does not discriminate between the living and the dead. We die two times, first a mortal death, and then when there is no one there to remember the person anymore. I thought a lot about how someone very old is the last living individual to have known some person or cluster of people. When that person dies, the whole cluster dies too.
A child's imagination the radio and her mother is merged and unseparated from each other. Tokarczuk's story is an homage to her mother, with a voice of tender narration, giving her capability to dream and imagine, to write.
This is actually the place my mother and father fell in love. It's in also in the late 60s, at the same time where Olga reflects back to her childhood. So my parents' cabins were placed very close by, so they met on a summer holiday here and they fell in love. And I kind of imagine my mom is like, it's one of those very rare days in summer in the West Coast where you have a sunny, warm day. And she's sitting, taking up the sun and going for a swim. And he's been kind of looking at her, thinking, oh, she's nice. Maybe I should row over there and say hello. And it's really interesting with these small cabins because they were made by people from working class that were closer to the city center, and they all often built them themselves, and they used it for leisure and summer holidays, but they also used it for harvesting. So they were using yarn to get a lot of fish and preparing them, taking it back to their houses, and so they had kind of loads of fish in the freezer, but also picking blueberries, like this tiny little island you see over here. That was like a spot for going to pick blueberries. Yeah. And it even was a little newspaper house and ferries going from the city center, and had several stops on these islands.
It's very soft, the shapes of the little islands and all this covered with moss and round, even in the distance, darker, there is a fuzziness of the treetops. I think there is a light out there, like a light figure in the dark water.
Yeah, I think it's, at first I thought it was an object, like something made of plastic, and now I see closer because it just floats by and is slowly coming closer to us. So let's hope it's friendly.